standing in Kirkgate Market in Leeds, and it is pleasantly very busy. I was hearing from somebody local that just before Christmas, this place was dead. And although there are a few stalls closed, the Fresh Smoothie Bar not selling smoothies today by the looks of things, there is hustle and bustle and possibly pickpockets. I keep feeling people brushing up against me.
In
a nice, meaningful way. But your name is?
Click 2011.
And I was just photographing a sign saying, lungs for a quid. And I was looking at the pig's head, and I didn't want to be that cheesy guy who goes, have you got any horse? But you tell me that there used to be a stall dedicated to selling horse meat here.
Yep, I remember as a child, there used to be a horse meat butcher's just on the outside of the market, not very far from here.
So was it a northern delicacy, as black pudding having been invented in the north, allegedly, Bury, I think it was, Ramsbottom, around that area? Was it just something that everybody ate and they didn't think anything about?
Not a clue. I used to pass it when I was younger. It had a little jeweller's next door called Winterhalder Jewellers.
Wow.
And I used to go into the jewellers, but I remember distinctly, full shot window, but it was horse meat butchers.
I'm going to ask, what about America? Horse meat, is it a delicacy?
I don't know, in fact, in America, if it's a delicacy or not.
But you've eaten it.
I ate it in France and Italy.
Yeah, I ate it by accident once when we had a bolognese. And when I say by accident, I was just eating local food and I had no idea until afterwards that it was actually horse. But what are your thoughts about the sensationalism right now around eating horse meat? Is it as big a deal as everybody is documenting, you think?
I think it's more about what you didn't know. I mean, people are happy to eat cow and pig and other animals, but they didn't know they were eating it. I think that's the thing.
You say that, but we don't know what is in our sausages, because what percentage is meat, what percentage is filler, what is that filler? So I think we've been quite complacent in the not knowing, and that this is a good thing that we're having this discussion, because I think more and more people are going to their local butchers where they can, in some cases, can see animals going in the back. And the sausages coming out the front with 80, 90% sausage meat and the rest is corn or whatever.
I think you've got a point there. I mean, I work with children a lot and I've got some children who do not understand that chicken nuggets actually come from a chicken. They think they come from the freezer. They actually think that chips come from a potato. They actually are, you actually get chips that shape and in that colour. They don't actually understand where the produce comes from. So I think it's a basic misunderstanding.
Yeah. We need to have this awareness. Yeah. I have a little boy, and in fact, up until the point he was born, I was vegetarian for quite a while, 14 years maybe. And so for me, suddenly, I had the sudden urge to actually eat meat. And I don't know if it was this, I've got a child now, I feel restricted, I must be able to choose anything from the pub menu, or the awareness that it's up to him to choose if he's aware, and if I was eating, it's okay now to prepare meat in a vegetarian house. And I actually say, and I make a point of saying, okay, we're having some animal. This is a pig. It's, you know, because we do mask it and disguise it in so many different ways. We've got ham, we've got bacon, we've got salami, we've got, and none of it says pig.
None of it says pig, which again, you sort of like need, it's an illiteracy about real food really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's been allowed to like develop like that because it's handy for people not to know, because if we really did know what happened, would we be that keen on eating that sausage?
When was the last time you were in Tennessee? Oh, sorry, Kentucky.
Kentucky, about 30 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. So you probably have missed out on the explosion of choice, which has probably hit the American people when it comes to packaging and almost masking the origin. You know, for many people, Pop-Tart was a luxurious breakfast. What's in it?
I don't know, but I don't think I missed out on the choice because I go back quite often. But I think, in general, Americans in general are eating better now than they did 30 years ago. But I did want to put a plug in for the Food Safety Agency, I think that's what it's called, and the way that's hasn't been funded properly. And I think there's been some stuff in the news about how that's part of the problem, is that they don't check to see what's in products that much.
And of course, a lot of the things that are in products and probably shouldn't be in products come from the actual growing. As farms get bigger and bigger, more and more chemicals are used because the pressure's on the farmers to produce massive quantities, which then quite often go and sit in a food mountain. I think Schumacher's Small is Beautiful back in the early 70s, late 60s, it's still an absolutely incredible read. And maybe we would have more awareness over how things are being grown, what chemicals are being used, and what is actually in our meat when we buy it. I think it's refreshing to see a sign there saying, lungs, a quid. Although I am kind of interested to know what lungs, where they're from. I mean, human lungs for a quid, probably worth more on the black market nowadays, but I think they're from a pig. Anybody fancy meat?
Not at the moment.
But actually, I like
a bacon sandwich.
I picked up on that.
It's
thought.
The smell. They pump it into these places, and now we're going to be following our noses.
Yes. And shall we follow our noses to the big eye?
Yes, the big eye, which is not a human eye or a horse or a pig eye. It's a wheel.
But leads nicely on with that.